And the whole thing about it is, I just thank God because the body, this is a body of group of people that can cover one another. Amen. It's not a one man show. And so the churches consist of apostles, a prophet, like my man Mike, a teacher, a preacher, an evangelist, Michelle Hyatt, bringing those boys and those girls in. And just all these people, and the preacher, and the teacher, and the prophet, and the apostle, all these people makes the body come together. So I just thank you all for filling in while we was going, man. Give them a hand clap, man. They are so, I think they're practicing this song right now. And I am grateful for them, man. But, you know, I see them practice on Wednesdays, you know, preparing the songs and trying to get it right, you know what I mean? He's trying to hit the right chord just so they can introduce you to the Lord every day. And so every week, amen. So I just thank God. I just thank God for, I got a little small testimony. You remember when Keisha was telling y'all she had an accident or whatever? And, you know, we had the $500 deductible, and we was about to pay. And then they just said, you know what? You ain't got to pay the $500 deductible. It's cool. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then partially the rental car that we had was covered under our insurance. And they said, you know what? Since we kept it a little bit longer, we'll pay the rental too. And you just don't know how good God is sometimes. You know, we have certain things that we do sometimes that we feel like, man, are you that good, God, that you will bless me even though this was my mistake? See, we don't know God until you know that he heals even your mistakes, even your crimes, even your penalties. Guess what? He died for that. And that's what we're going to talk about today, amen. How many of y'all love the fall, amen? How the leaves turn orange and how, you know, and I always used to thought and think that the leaves turn orange and all these beautiful colors because they're dying and the leaves are falling to the ground. Well, I was educated recently. And I've learned that the sun from the chlorophyll, when it hits the leaves, it makes it turn green. And when the sun continues to die off like it is now, then the leaves turn to its original color, which is orange. Beautiful little colors like that. And I just thought that in my philosophy, I just thought, and I was always told, well, because it's dying, that's the reason why it's, you know, changing colors. But it's actually changing to its original state, which is the color that you see now. I was like, okay, that's different. And then I remember one time I was, I think it was Grant's Farm, and I had drunk some of that milk from spraying that cow, you know, and then they gave us some milk, and I tasted that milk, and I spit that milk. When I spit that milk out with somebody, I was just small back then. But I spit that milk out. I said, man, this is fake milk. And I think one of the farmers looked at me. He said, no, you just been so used to the fake stuff that you don't know how the real stuff tastes.
Whoa, that's good.
I said, okay, you just school me. Because I know we get it from the cows. And they said, you get the pasteurized stuff. You get the sugar stuff and all that other stuff. No, this is the pure milk right here. You know what I mean? 100% milk. So I just had it. Sometimes when you think you know something, it's called the island theory. When you think you know, it's always more to know. Amen. And when it comes to God's glory, amen, sometimes you think you know how good God is. And then he showed out somewhere in your life and you don't even know that he was going to come and get you yet. And you go, oh, God, you just that good? You that sweet? And I remember one time I was reading the prophet's son. And when I was reading about the prophet's son, I was like, I'm going to get so angry because the older brother, he was the one that was cleaning the house and doing this and doing that. And the younger brother came back. And you're going to give him the ring? You're going to put the fat cow on him? And I was like, I don't think I know who you really are, God. And he said, you don't know who I am.
Wow.
Because I used to say words like this. You don't know the God.
Wow.
But now God says to me, this is what you need to say. You don't know the God that serves you. You see, the God that serves you, he became humiliated. So you become humble.
Wow.
He wants to wash your feet. He wants to clean the very thing in your life that you don't even want to talk to nobody about.
Mm.
He wants to heal. He wants to mend those things that have been broken to pieces, the shambles that you say, this can never be put back together. He wants to place those things back together in your life. Amen?
That's good.
Right. Don't take it from me. Look at Matthew 20 and 28. Okay. For even the Son of Man came not to be what? Served. But to what? Serve others and to give his life as a ransom for others. You know, I always go to this foot washing because it's a beautiful thing. Of Jesus, the Son, the God, the one that created the sun, moon, stars, washed the disciples' feet. And they could not fathom that love because they didn't want them to get their feet washed. You know, I was working in the rain this week and my feet got wet, my Nikes got wet, and I brought in the house and took my shoes off. And he said,
all right.
What's that sinking? I said, you know, my feet got wet when I was working. I stepped in a cup of butter, you know? And she said, man, get them stinky things out of here. I was like, oh, Lord. And then my socks were stinking. I mean, how many know the feet are some funky stuff, you know what I mean? I had a roommate that was about to kick me out because I came to the door with some soggy feet riding home in the rain. And I don't know what happens when my feet get wet with socks. It just stinks. It's like magnifying the stink. It stinks so bad you just don't even want to be around. I don't want to be around nobody. Amen. But, you know, Jesus even comes to clean your feet. Just think about it. Stuff that stinks in your life. He says, I look past the funk and go into your heart. Let's read about this. John 13:4. Now Peter protests. So he got up from the table. This is Jesus. Took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with towels he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you don't understand. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on in our life, in our situations. Why this happened? No, you don't understand why this is going on. What I am doing, but someday you will. No, Peter protested, you will never wash my feet. Jesus replied, unless I wash you, you won't belong to me. Simon Peter exclaimed, then wash my hands and my head as well. Lord, not just my feet. You see, something I've learned about the flesh in life. The flesh does not want to be served by Jesus. The flesh wants to serve without receiving the service that comes from God. The flesh wants to do it by itself. It doesn't want any help. I got this, man. I'll do this. No. Jesus says, unless I wash your feet, you will have nothing to do with me. Just think about the Son of God coming, bowing down, and saying, can I wash your feet? You know, it just feels weird to me because it's in my flesh. But Jesus says, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, you can have nothing to do with me. What is he saying? If you don't allow me to touch you and not let it depend on your goodness and your what you think. See, back in the Hebrew days and stuff like that where they was doing feet washing, you would rather wash their rear end than their feet. Because they had open-toed sandals. And they walked for 15 miles at a time. They had fungus on their feet, growing, festering up. It wasn't like the patch we see the little clean feet. They had boils on their feet. They had disease on their feet. And so when Jesus bowed down and said, I want to wash your feet. I'm the King, King of Lord, Lord. But let me take your shoes off and wash you this morning. It feels awkward to the heart. Especially somebody that think it's violated years by years by years by leaders saying, you are supposed to serve. And Jesus says, no, I'm supposed to wash. There's nothing wrong with serving, but you have to serve from the washed heart. Come on. Okay. All right now. You're supposed to serve from the heart that's washed. Because when he washes you, he covers you in his blood. He protects you.
He holds you. He embraces you. He makes you know that everything's going to be okay. When you get fired, he says, I got something better for you.
Right.
When you get left by a friend, he says, I got a new friend for you.
Okay. Okay.
When things says, you ain't, Jesus said, you are.
Okay.
Hate exposes you. Love covers you. 1 Peter 4:8 says this, most important of all, in the Hebrew, all means all, okay? Continue to show deep love for each other, for love what? Covers a multitude of sins.
Okay.
Can I use you, my man? It's my special friend. Can I use you? Thank you. Just stay in your seat. You don't got to do nothing, okay?
Hey,
my man, Junior. Everybody clap for Junior. Hey.
Hey, Junior.
When we do wrong things, when we done wrong things, and we say, God, I already knew I shouldn't have did this, but I did this anyway. And God comes to us, he does this to us. He clothes us. He clothes us in his blood. He says, that's okay, Junior. I got you. I use the child because he sees us as a child.
Okay.
I use him because it's only the humble heart that receives Jesus.
Amen.
That's what allowed me to clothe him and to say, everything's going to be okay. I want you to sleep well. Don't worry about the wolves. I'll protect you from the world. I'll protect you from the selfish people. Get back, you devil. Get back, you enemy. You ain't going to step to him because I've got his back. I'm his protector. I'm his Jehovah Jireh. I'm his provider. No weapon formed against him will prosper.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Good.
Hate is the opposite of love. Hate exposes.
Woo.
Just like when they was about to stone Mary and Mary, they was about to kill her. They exposed her. She was naked in front of everybody, and they was about to kill her. And Jesus, with his words, with his heart, he covered Mary and said, No, I'm not letting it go down today.
Come back.
Come on back. Jesus would hit you in the head with a mic,
Joe. He might.
The Bible says this. Love covers a multitude. It didn't say love. You don't ever sin. It says it covers you up. It heals you. He says, I come to heal you.
Okay.
He became shame so we can become healed. Woo! They put the crown on him so we can live free in our mind. He died at an early age so we can live long. By his stripes, we are healed. He was stripped naked so we can have the righteousness of God and be bold in the Lord. And by the power of our flesh, no, by the power of his mind. It was almost close to 1 million Israelites that on the day of the Passover, he said, place the blood, place the lamb. And it was a representation of Christ's love. He says, place it at each doorpost. And he says, you know what? When the death angel come, I will do what? I will cover you. Now, it was over 800 Israelites, right? Do you think it wasn't any arguments going on in the house? Do you think it was any sin going on in the house? Do you think everybody was just living perfect? It wasn't about that. It was about the blood covering everything. And when we make it about anything else, you just violated the gospel. Come on now. The Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. And then sometimes I see ministers skip right past this, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable of God, which is your reasonable service. I beseech you. Says this, therefore, brethren, by the what? Mercy. This is how this looked like. when Peter lied on Jesus three times, he had mercy applied to his heart. And Jesus said, I'm covering you up. I don't even see the mistakes, boy. Only thing I see is the righteousness in you. So when you change, change by the mercies of God. So when I come to my brother or my sister, I can't come to you and say, you should do what I do. You should do what I do. No. I come to my brother. I come to my sister. And I say, hey, Anthony, you made a mistake, bro. I made a mistake. I made the biggest mistake. And he didn't love me. He didn't save me. He's still right here with me. And since he got mercy for me, he got mercy for you. That's how you change. That's how real change happens.
That was fire.
You can't change because you want to change. You change because the mercy of God invades your heart.
Right.
Invades your privacy. Invades your space. And say, God, you're going to be good to me no matter what.
Okay.
No, you can't tell the people that because they'll do anything they want to do. You got to control them with fear. I didn't know God. I was so mad reading that prophecy story. I said, did I miss some God? He says, yes, you did mess up. That love covers up.
Okay.
Hate exposed. Strife exposed. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Right.
He says, I became humiliated at the cross so you can become humble to my love. This message don't make you sin. This message makes you more humble to grace and mercy. You know, when I see my father and my mother sacrificing so I can go to college, when I see them picking up extra paper out there, when I see them doing extra things, it humbled my heart to be able to say, man, they did all this. See, when Jesus died on the cross, received them stripes for you, and died a horrendous death, we should go, man, you did all that for me?
Right.
That humbles me. Anything you tell me to do, Jesus, I'm doing. Because I know ain't nobody going to love you like that. People don't care about what you know until they know that you care.
Oh.
And when they know that you care for them, then they open up their heart to listen to you. When I speak to you, you should hear a voice that's willing to lay my life down for you. Not to see what you can do for me, what you can do for the past. No, it's always out of a heart of knowing God did this for me, so I want to do this. Not out of manipulation and control, amen. Then I went to the Hall of Faith. How many of y'all know this in the faith circles? This is the Hall of Faith, Hebrews 11, where they talk about all the great men in the Bible. How David, how by faith he killed Goliath, and then by faith, Samson, he destroyed all the Philistines, and by faith, Moses led all the people to the promised land. How by faith Rahab saved her family. By faith, how Abraham didn't have any sons and he had the faith to believe God in his word. And I remember back in my Pharisee days, I read that scripture. I was like, Jesus, why don't you keep it real? You ain't talking about how Samson slept with Delilah. I'm reading in Hebrews, I'm saying, you ain't talking about how Noah was found naked in front of his sons and how he was exposed. You ain't talking about how Rahab was a prostitute. You ain't talking about how Abraham lied. Why you ain't say that? Did you forget that Abraham had another son? You say, bring me your son, your only son. Did you forget God? And God said, yes, I did forget. Because he said this, and I will forgive that wickedness. I will never again remember that sin. Forever.
Come on, man.
But you got to give account to all the things that you know. Do you think that his blood is bigger than your account of negativity?
Come on.
His blood washes. You see, when somebody had made a mistake and said, oh man, my bad, when I forgot, I said, yeah, it's all good. See, when we say, yeah, it's all good, yeah, I really remember what you said. I don't know if you know that, but I'm going to move forward, though. That's how humans. That's how we are as human beings. We can't stop remembering. But God, he says, I cannot lie. He says, when I remember your sins no more, that's what it means. When you put something else over it, then you're contaminating the gospel. Read the words, man. And I will forgive their wickedness. What is wickedness? That means wickedness comes like the term candle, the wick on the candle. It's twisted with good and evil. You know good, but you do evil sometimes. Mm. And it's wicked because you got to put a little truth in it to do it.
Oh, Lord.
It's twisted. He says, even the stuff like that, I forgave you. When you think that this one right here, God, this was unforgivable because I know better. I've been born. I'm a COG. I'm a son of God that saved you. And you couldn't save yourself.
Okay.
Come on, Pastor.
I would never. I said, God, forever? I'm being exposed. He should come to cover me, amen. You chilling, Junior? I forgot about you, Russ.
I'm chilling with Jesus.
I was riding with an old friend yesterday, and he said, when do I just hope God accept me in those pearly gates one day? I'm like, I can understand if you don't, but I just hope we do. I said, man, you're going by your standards. I can already let you know. You ain't got enough. But I can say this. If you believe that Jesus died for the sins, and you already covered on that day, your judgment was placed upon him. His shoulders. Amen. That's good, man. Either way, in 2 Corinthians 5, 14, love, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have died to all our old lives. He didn't bring up Abraham stuff. He didn't bring up Rahab stuff. He didn't bring up all their stuff. Because one of the things I love is love covers that stuff, man. Love heals. Love protects. Love provides. Love says that I remember your sins no more. I've thrown them into the sea of what? Forgiveness. So don't go scuba diving for me. Some people are so sin conscious, and that's why they can't receive from God. He says, unless you let me wash your feet and let me be humiliated for you, you can have nothing to do with me. God is a God that won't lie, y'all. And if he says he wants to wash you, let him wash. You see, I understand about work. I go to work every week. I got 3-4 jobs, amen. I go to work. I get a paycheck. You know, when I wanted the scholarship, I worked in wrestling. I worked hard, and I got it. And when I wanted to go to college, I started college when I was a junior in high school. I worked hard, and then I got my aviation license on fixing on planes. I work. I know how to do this. But when it comes to God, he says, show your role. It don't work like that. I died on the cross. I took the punishment for you. I did this. I did that. Now receive from me.
Okay.
We have to change our thinking when it comes to the Lord. Because it's not the same thing as what we are generally used to. He's a, as he said, perfect. He's a very what? Present help. What did that mean? That means this. Man, paycheck come 2 weeks. He wait for you to work. God says, I'm a present help. As soon as you call me, I'm here.
I'll be there.
Here we go, right here. Right now. All these sounds is popping up in my head. And he said, they healing me, amen. Even as I'm preaching, he said, I'm not waiting for you to do a good job preaching. I'm already here for you right now. I'm not waiting for your conduct to change. I'm already here for you right now. Now, when you understand that I'm here for you right now, then your conduct change. Woo! Come on now. That's the truth. When you know that you know in your heart that God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about that, then I can walk by faith and not by sight.
Oh,
the Bible says, pass your prayers on the Lord, okay, God. I'm going to pass them on you. I don't care about nothing. Yes, I do.
Come on, bro.
But I forgot this little comma. It says, because he cares for you. That means that I got to get this part first so I can cast him on the Lord. Because until I know he cares for me, I'm going to keep my courage. Ain't nobody else going to do nothing for me. That's the wolf. The wolf is selfish. The wolf don't think like he has a father. The wolf has to lie. The wolf has to kill. I watched on National Geographic, the wolf will eat his own cub just to survive. Every other animal will blanket their cub, will blanket their bear, will blanket a mother bear will die. The wolf, that's why the Bible says some people are wolves in sheep clothing. Because the wolf is the only one that would do anything to survive. But the lamb rests. I'm just bowling the sheep. You weakling. You need to do this. You need to do that. But my father protect me. Nah, my father take care of me. Nah, my father that healed me from diseases that the doctor said they couldn't heal me. Nah, my father did this for me. What the wolf couldn't do, my father can do.
Okay.
Wow. The wolf manipulates, lies, cheat. It's used to cheat. It's used to lie. Because the heart of a wolf says, ain't nobody else gonna do it for me. But that's the reason why we in church can give. Because I can know, you know, me and Keisha, we had a ministry we was looking at. I said, Lord, and this, I never talk about what I give, amen. I'm just using an example of teaching. I said, we was about to give 50. I said, no, I think the Lord wants to give me 100. But you know what? Come on, man. I'm blessed to talk. Nah, bro. Come on, man. Your car just broke down. I bought a radiator, man. God ain't speaking no 100. You crazy, bro? Better keep that. Hold on. Let me go back to the piece. Let me see who my identity is saying. Am I saying this because of fear? Because I got a daddy that's going to take care of me if I give this 100. I gave the 100. The next morning, somebody said, it was on my heart to get that $100 to y'all.
Holy!
You know what? He covers you. He covers you with his word. He said, you can trust me. You can love me because I'm the only one that's going to love you. Everybody else left Mary Magdalene. Everybody else said, you ain't got what it takes. Everybody else exposed her. But God covered her. Amen. God covers you. That's the only thing that allows you to have rest at night. That's the only thing that allows you to get off of Zandat or whatever that is. I done took that. But that's the only thing that allows you to say, Jesus, thank you. I preached this message to someone across town and lived about 10 states away from us. And they were so much in hurt and pain and bitterness. They were about to leave their husband. They were about to do these things. And they just was so much rage. After an hour of preaching the gospel to them, she says, Wendell, hold on. Before you say another word, Jesus full of tears on the phone. I said, what did you say? I just want to go upstairs and just hug my husband and kiss him and tell him I'm sorry and tell him I forgive him. I said, wow. The blood still works. Only thing I was preaching to her was Jesus has covered you. And guess what happened? It's a response to that. So to the prodigal son, I tell you this. It's not about what you do for the father. It's about what you recognize what the father has done for you. Once you recognize that, you will say, Abba, Daddy. When Abraham came to the mountain and he saw that I ain't got nobody to sacrifice, he says, I don't want you to sacrifice your son. I don't want you to kill yourself for me. I want you to recognize that I've already provided something for you. The wolf has to kill for themselves. The wolf has to violate somebody else's conscience and cover them own self up with fear and fig leaves. Grace and mercy says, I got your back. I got you covered. It defends you. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit says, I'm your advocate. I'm your lawyer. You was looking for your lawyer. I'm your lawyer. Come on now. I'm your intercessor. Oh, we got to get the saints to intercept. The Bible says he intercesses on our behalf. Wow. You mean that if I intercess, it means that you're praying through me? Yes. I'm your helper. He is our all in all everything. I was watching this movie. I tell you, it hits me every single time when I see the cast, the director. Because I remember in Littlewood, that was my second major, taking up drama. And we used to always have to fulfill this role. And I'm thanking God back in the background for Anthony, for Dave, my mom, my dad, all the people that cover when we're gone. Because he is the support cast. He will help you when you don't even have the money to get help. He is your director because you're trying to go somewhere and he will direct your path in the way you're supposed to go. He is your writer because he writes stuff out of your mouth that you was about to say this and you about to cuss this person out because they did you wrong. He says, I'm about to write something new for you. Say this. This is going to bless you. My grandma said, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. Let's take my hide more than look. I'm your cast. I'm your director. You're not the look. I'm your provider. Jehovah Jireh. Best thing of all, this is what I love. He's our editor. Because he edits out all the mistakes. He looks at the blood in us and says, you're righteous. I don't care what nobody says about you. You're holy.
Okay.
He didn't expose Abraham in Hebrews 11. He didn't expose that he slept out of marriage. He didn't expose Noah. He's a drunk, naked person in front of his sons. He didn't expose Rahab and say, you a prostitute and you lied and said the spies went this way when they really went that way.
Okay.
He didn't expose David where he slept with Bathsheba and then sent his husband to die before men. Why didn't you place that all the Hebrews? Because my love is what he's trying to say. If you see somebody expose your faults, you just seen the accuser of the brother.
Oh my God.
The Bible in Hebrews 12:10 says, he accused the saints. He don't accuse the world. He accuses the saints day and night. You're the saints. He's trying to accuse you, amen. This song kind of came to my heart this morning. I had to buy it off of Amazon.
Hello.
And I just had to play this, amen.
When everyone else around
me seen the best,
can only see the worst.
She will talk about you when people beat you down.
I wish I had a witness to that.
When they say I was too slow as food,
said he saw the best in me. I guess I'm going to look at this
question. When I was about to get jumped,
when everyone else around me,
when they call me names, when they call you this, when you call me this, when your finances don't add up,
okay.
I said, he saw the best in me.
Thank you, Jesus.
When everyone else around
me
could only see the worst in me.
You don't have to come up like a wolf.
I wish I had a witness.
Trust Jesus. All
I need is one.
And so say,
he saw the best in me.
You don't have to look upon yourself to see how you're going to get out of this storm.
Everyone else.
Thank you.
Somebody say, he's mine. I saw the best in Moses. Even when he killed the Egyptian, I saw the best. I see the best in Samson. Even though he did it over and over and over again, I was the best.
Said you would never amount to anything.
Said you would never end up. You got a hand clap. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody bow your head. Close your eyes for a second. We do this not by tradition, but we do this because I want you to know my friend. My friend that has healed me. My friend that's restored me. My friend that's brought balance to my life where I don't have to go to the psychologist anymore. I don't have to take those little pills anymore to have peace. I just want you to see my friend. I'm not here for religious crap. I'm here because you healed my heart. I just want to introduce you. I'll get the doctor. Get the past, get the, all that stupid stuff. I'm just a friend of Jesus. Okay, excuse me, my friend. Lay that stupid stuff down of who hurt you in the past. Lay that stuff down and recognize right here, I'm with you right now. Said, I don't care about that crap, but how you look.
Okay.
Somebody told me yesterday, Pastor. You need to drive past so I get rid of that Monte Carlo. Said, listen, brother, you need to see what's in my heart. That you should meet my friend. That it's not about the outside, it's about the inside. Right. He wants to heal you. Stop being a whitewashed tomb. Dead on, clean on the outside, but inside full of dead men's bones. He'd rather have you clean on the inside. He wouldn't ride on a stallion, he's riding on a donkey. He riding on donkey. Why you ain't got no great stallion? You looking from the outside.
Right.
This donkey in me to heal your heart. Don't sleep on me in this donkey. I'm riding in town. You sleeping because you're going by the outside. You know I'm speaking to your heart this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you want to receive my friend, you never have before. Just raise your hand. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. We all saved. Amen. It's like I did. But guess what? We get to be partakers in that inheritance. You get to go home and sleep and not worry about the judgment's going to come to you. Being accountable. You got to be accountable. Yeah, you got to be accountable to his blood. You got to be accountable that he died. On that great day, yeah, you will have to give account for every word that you have to say. But as soon as it gets to this part when you said, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, it washes away your sins, past, present, and future. And that's the only thing that matters. Amen.